We're talking K Michelle's listening party and more for the Love and Hip Hop After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV right superfan discussion.
I can't even
After
twerk because
Buzz TV. And now,
did you say
let the buzz twerk begin.
Girl, where your mama at?
I know. Just a little thing. Just a little thing.
Just
a little thing. This is what happened when you have Hennessy before the show. Hey, what up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Justin J here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite people in the world. We got Miss Courtney. Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
What's like a lad since they don't play, y'all?
I'm in this building, y'all, and I'm crunk, y'all. Y'all already know that I'm on, y'all.
And you got the bone quicker, y'all. Get the stuff on I am for it more fire, y'all.
Yeah. Why y'all messed up my name on the set?
Stephon Wallace, excuse me, he's trying to rebrand himself.
I am Stephon.
He is trying to rebrand himself. Very serious, guys. He is an actor.
Stephon.
You might have seen him in every commercial that you watch on television.
I am Stephon.
I am Stephon Wallace.
Stephon,
you're now on Snapchat. You've joined
Snapchat. I'm making a little snap. I'm making my little snap.
I am Stephon Wallace.
That's in case moms don't know.
What don't they know?
I am
Stephon.
Just Stephon.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Stephon. Ain't nobody named spelled like mine. Mine is Stephaun with an E.
Aun with an E.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
The more you know.
That's swag, though.
Stephon.
Like swagoo. Common Ground was the name of the episode.
I just made that.
That's so cool.
Welcome to 2016.
I just got on Snapchat, all right? Back down. Stand
Stephon
down.
Gonna be at Venice Beach running up to little like, girls like, yo, get in this
get
dog.
Tilt it with me.
Snap, snap.
Hey, listen. I'm
Stephon,
trying to keep...
this whole Snapchat gonna be a whole bunch of bitches. Just him and the little dog.
In the face.
Why are you making that tongue? Like...
the dog tongue, bitch.
That was... You go...
How do, all right, girl, so do I save this?
The most.
Like
can you
always.
Teach him?
Okay. Anyways, never mind. Go ahead.
Snapchat. Thank you. Let's
we
talk
here
about
to do
it.
A show. Can
right.
we not talk about Stephon
I mean,
and Snapchat?
We were
if y'all
want to
follow me, though, it is I am Stephon on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
I mean, you've done Stephon. Branded yourself enough already.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I mean, they clearly know where to find you.
I'm just saying. You know, Kelly Blue Book, Young Dad. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Wait, what?
He's talking about his commercials and shit. He's just blowing it all up. Like, everybody got to know. I'm on the Kelly Blue Book. I play dad number one
you know
with biracial children. Yes.
Just know,
mixed
when
babies.
You see all of us out, Stephon paying. Just know that.
Okay,
amen.
Right. Okay, so
right. Hey.
I don't know if I want to cheers to that.
All right, well, speaking of paying, Scrap's paying for some shit because apparently. Because of all the tea he done got in with Tierra and KK, we got Kirk, Jock, Sass, and the kids all having fun at what looked like Chuck E. Cheese.
What was
it?
It was
not
the extreme Chuck E. Cheese.
Cooler than Chuck E. Cheese.
It was like the jumping place.
No,
what is it called?
Where you got the orange
Sky
socks.
Zone.
Hey, you know we ain't got no kids because we don't know what it's called.
Sky Zone.
Is it Sky Zone?
I love Sky Zone.
I went
it's
on my
fun.
Own.
It's so but much fun.
It's someone like actually forced pump? Me to do
you know, I just don't know if I'd have fun doing that.
You would.
Wait, I'm going to tweet this out.
And if you did it drunk, it's even better.
Okay.
Not that I'm advocating getting drunk and being around the kids. I'm just saying.
No, but like.
No, I'd be afraid I'd like not.
Bitch, I can jump. I can jump.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. White man can jump.
But,
on a trampoline.
On a trampoline.
Don't play, bitch. I was jumping higher than all them
it
kids.
Did, man. It is kind of nervous.
I'm sure you bet you've grown as hell. These little kids
wait,
just meet me.
I'm going to tweet this for y'all, but sorry, y'all. I'm just out what of it tonight. But I'm going to tweet this, y'all. But remember last week I said people who go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what I now envision. This came across my Instagram this week.
I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
Wait, he's got
that
blue
is
mice?
Just,
he's got actual rats
oh my
like,
like
his
really,
face.
Jesse?
Why would
sorry.
You do that
hey,
to
hey, I just
want
to say about the Sky Zone. Talk to a doctor. He said they have
back,
they have
injuries.
Three major injuries
yeah.
per week.
Yeah.
That's
why I don't know. You can throw your back out trying to
I mean, major injuries. People over here trying to do somersaults, trampoline things.
And them kids be running up or and down flips like,
or whatever.
In the Olympics.
Well, you got to think about it. Nobody's trained to do any of that shit. So they just be in there. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
A trampoline artist is someone who's trained to be on the trampoline. Right. You can't just be going up in there trying to do a flip on the first day.
Yo, this is not
the I'm trying to do a flip. I'm just going to come back and do a flip. I'm just going to
do a flip next time I come.
Wait, this is not the Ringling Brothers circus, bitch.
But that's what they be doing up in there. They be trying to like do circles and like put
girl,
the
girl, it is a
thing.
Square. You just jump up and down like this.
That's not entirely accurate.
That is boring as hell. Then why does everyone like skies on so much
he said devastating injuries like femurs broken. Like,
okay, wait a minute.
I don't break bones.
For
my
look.
Shit is strong. You got some weak bones. Yo. You break your bones and skies I'm just saying because like there's padding everywhere. Like, you need to have some calcium.
All right. I just, I don't even
can
know.
Can we actually do what we're supposed to?
Our systems detect that the subject.
We're not talking about the subject.
Damn, did I not turn my phone on?
Oh my god.
I was like, I'm scared. We gotta get out of the panic room.
I was like, something's
there ain't no doorknobs okay. in here.
I just wanted to see your guys' reaction.
Oh my god. No, I know my face had to have been
oh
like.
Oh my god. Mine was like.
look. My cousin broke her leg like that. That's
I'm
what
sorry,
she said.
Chocolate tie.
Yo.
And I'm not laughing at that.
I'm just telling
myself. I don't even know what the fuck y'all writing up there. I haven't even joined the show yet.
I can't even fully see it because that light
can we
right
start
there
the show, please?
So this is the Love and Hip Hop after show.
So all the black men was with their kids.
Yes, all the black men were with their kids. All except one.
Unfortunately. You know, Jock didn't have all his kids. He only had five of them.
Well, listen, five out of nine is a good deal.
That's more than that. I'm so mad at Jock's. When Scrap came over, he was like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but I mean, I'm sure I've been through it.
You've been through it with that hat on?
No.
I can't say I understand what you're going
He started
through,
it like this. Right. He said, oh, you got one of them, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, my third one was just like, the third to sixth.
Nine was all
right. Yeah, she was one of those kind.
She got mad at six, so back at the same shit again.
But my 10th baby mama, like, that really opened my eyes.
She's so cool. She's so cool.
By the 10th one?
She DMX over here talking like, yeah, you know, I'm still knocking 13.
Don't talk about
to have
DMX.
His 13th child. He coming for Love and Hip Hop New York season.
To.
I'm telling you.
Is he?
His 13th baby.
He needs the money.
His
13th baby.
Mona ain't getting no one's Azalea Banks on the show.
I thought it was his 13th baby mama.
No, I think he has four baby mamas.
No,
I don't even want to get into DMX, but if they're allowing, if women are allowing that, then that's, I mean, you see Courtney still defending him? Come on.
I'm not defending him. DMX wait. Is sick. Courtney. Okay. DMX
she
is
said,
tough.
Don't come for DMX.
No,
but
wait. She's going off of, if you check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live, reality check. This bitch going to text me in the middle of me doing the story on DMX. Like, you know, if DMX does get Love and Hip Hop, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I wouldn't be mad. He needs to pay his child support bill. Haven't y'all seen his story with DMX with his ex-wife?
And his son sold like his like platinum records and shit. DMX in jail. Mad
DMX
at that. You mad
sick.
Your son selling your shit to try and get some
DMX
money. Bitch, be mad at yourself
sick.
And not
yeah.
fucking he is
yeah.
sick. He is not on his medication. He is
look,
sick.
And that's this why I love just, Britney Spears, but that bitch still at least.
But Britney Spears had a dad to come and take care of her and give her her pills. Ain't nobody
that's
there to give DMX
important.
His pill. DMX, you yelled a prayer to me in like 2001, and
I'm looking at you for the cue. I'm like, are we praying for him? Are we
praying for him?
Well, Jesus,
speaking of the
DMX,
kids and the
up.
Fathers, back to the fathers.
Right.
Tierra, I thought it was actually really cute
it
when
was
they brought
so
in Scrap King through.
King
I got like, you know what I mean? Like,
I gotta say though, all I was looking at is Tierra's body is off
the boobs.
Off what?
The hook. If there was a hook,
the
she
boobs.
Was off it because
all boobs.
Boobs, her whole body.
All right.
Okay. The little pants outfit. And
I'm glad that
fellas,
worked.
Hit me up online. Y'all let the women run.
Wait,
shit
wait
on.
What straight fellas do you think are in this chat room?
That's what I'm saying. Like.
Fuck. So I got no support, Dale. All right.
So
never mind.
There
about
might
time.
Be. Okay, they might be in there. Okay, hello. Since they don't play.
Whatever ladies
and,
out
okay,
there,
we
y'all.
On, we on. Okay, we on here. We got boys checking for us. The fuck.
I don't see shit. Stephon, do you be spending your days on YouTube chat rooms?
I do not.
No. I mean, you never
No shade.
Know.
I mean, I
no,
want
no,
y'all
please
to
Please no
do
shade,
it,
Jesse. We got fans.
No, bitch, they know I love them. The fuck? This is the same bitches I talk to every day. Caitlin,
every day.
Jeremy,
we
CC3.
We talk to y'all all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Caitlin. Hey, girl.
They the other host in the show.
Conversation.
They ain't even watching us.
They have no idea what we talk
right.
about.
They be doing their own show.
They're already on Rashida.
Sierra's body looks banging.
Thank you.
I'm straight, y'all. Okay, yes.
Like, yes. Sky the boss.
Yes, freak.
All right. So, Scrappy Jock, we see that they're evicted.
I'm like, literally, they rented it out for a day, and they were like, "Nah, y'all gotta move your shit."
No, the whoever fucking it like, leased it was like, it "Oh, the like fuck are y'all doing up in here?
Get the fuck out of this building!
Y'all smell like children. Claim jumpers."
Listen, oh my god.
Wait, what did you just say?
Why you gotta miss the whole jumpers, thing?
I'm not, but it's
because when your house. We hate now, but when your house smells like claim jumpers,
like
that's bad.
Hometown buffet or something. Why had to be claim jumpers?
Wait, I totally missed that.
I hope that what you're saying is the truth, because the alternative is that they didn't pay the rent.
In a two-bedroom
and it takes a long time for you to get evicted. Like, you have to not pay the rent for a couple months.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, one, where Jock got his wardrobe from this season.
Why
two,
I mean, it's just young Jock. It's funny.
But he didn't have a house apartment
last. All black men right now. I love it.
No, I'm just yes. Jock because he sound like my cousin.
The one you be talking to me about?
The one that's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right
saying,
now.
Girl.
That's yeah,
what I'm saying.
Like, but that's why I love him.
I mean, yes, we all have a special place for Jock.
If Jock was here, I'd be
as long as he ain't on no toes, I'm good.
Here's a bird bath.
Bird bath. Oh, I was like more like blessings.
I was thinking here, bird bath, before you walk up in the door, okay? Because we don't know where you've been at, okay?
You know what I mean? He only knows about 10 children.
Girl, so Amber Pretty is trying to get her way onto the show.
Hold on.
Amber who?
Beyond me, before we get to Amber,
say her name
we
got to
talk about Jay Nix. Because Jay Nix talking about...
I mean,
about
he walked up in this, far. Like, show, like, what?
Like, Music Soul Child. Talking about...
Oh, no, don't come for him.
Who's Music Soul
that's
Child?
That's the problem. He had the scarf on and the big old glasses, because that's what he thought he was.
I just didn't know.
In the African
but you know what?
Band,
honestly,
tie.
That's ATL style. ATL, they be having a wild situation.
I ain't never been to Atlanta.
Style. I mean... Trinidad James, for example.
Hey, Trinidad
okay.
Be having on the freshest
he's from
sneakers.
Atlanta,
shout out to Trinidad James, dog. Yo, J's always be fire, dog. Godly.
Hey, that's who opened the show today.
Yeah, no hey. I'm
but,
just saying. They
wait, no,
have a
but
wild
my
style.
Thing is Jay Nix said, they said, yo, so what's good with your girl situation? And man... My girl, you know, she just straight be hating on me. You know what I mean? Because these fly-ass chicks be in my DMs and all these girls at the clubs. She be mad at me because, like, I'm trying to entertain these women.
No one wants
what
to. Did, would you fucking?
Never.
What did Alessa Carr, y'all listen to her?
On
that song here?
Yeah, all that them glasses.
I said,
that
the girl's always talking about a hater she ain't got none.
I just want you naked in my face. Like, I want you naked in my face.
No, I'm not, no. Ain't nobody sliding big.
Jay Nix looks like a dirty
you
Buddha doll.
Gotti,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? Like a one that they need to clean up.
Jay Nix looks like the fucking Paddington Bear.
Jay Nix looks like
hey, Paddington is cool as shit. Jay Nix ain't even cool.
Well, mind you, then fucking, no, I'm sorry. Young Jock looked like fucking Paddington Bear with that fucking hat on that he had on earlier. In the
I just
episode.
Couldn't. I'm just lying.
Curious Mr. George, man with the yellow hat.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
So
why did Scrappy have to refer to what's his name as Whoopity Whoop Baby Mama? Baby Daddy?
That's how I kind of feel, though.
He's mad. He's like,
he doesn't
want to
say
Scrappy.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Whoop
he didn't want to say
Scrappy.
The Whoopity Whoop.
Oh, that's right. Because Scrap and Scrap, Whoopity Whoop Baby Mama.
Whoopity Whoop.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That other dude doesn't got my same name.
It's like, so Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
saying?
Wait, you gonna talk about Scrappy and not talk about the fact that he made Jessica Dime do push-ups for a date?
We are not
there.
Are we there?
No.
I don't know where we are.
We still sitting in the strip club.
We
still sitting at Sky's home.
Amber Pretty with the spell like
we
Diddy.
We ain't talking about Purdy.
Damn Purdy.
Wait. All right,
let's talk about Dime and Tierra, how they met up.
Hey, girl.
And so what did they talk about? They talked about Scrap and Daddy Day. Daddy Day's important,
yeah.
Right?
No, great, and then that's why she brought him. Yeah. That's good.
Which
what's
is what I appreciated
Jay,
about Jay Nix.
Jay Nix, mm-hmm. He did say something smart. That was smart.
Yeah, he was like, you can't, I mean, let
don't
the man have
a
daddy day. It says something.
He's about to go to jail, man.
He like, we all got baby mamas. If they don't let us see the kid, we just won't.
What an awkward place, though, for Tierra to want Jay Nix to hit on her, like, in that situation. Like,
hello, storyline. Jay Nix needed a storyline.
I mean, I'm well aware.
Clearly, he needed a storyline.
Which like, they just fitting in fucking whatever. Humpty Dumpty could have came through this bitch.
So okay.
Like, hey.
Tierra dropped
it. Tierra really going for that. She had a producer say, Tierra, so we have this guy named Jay. Like, right. We need to bring him in. So kind of act like you want to them and then we'll see what we can do.
Or you're talking.
But in order to do it, in order to do it.
Scrub is a mess, but like going from that to that, no.
If I was here, I would have been like, you're going to have me from Scrub. Delicious, okay? To Jay, no, like
to Jay, no.
She dropped Jay, like 3 Jay, points no. on the scale. Easy, easy.
Next that,
okay. No, no. Easy. On to the next.
Even act like she was interested in him. She dropped like 3 points.
She was like, I've been trying to get him to drop his whack ass girlfriend.
And do what? Weight.
So and he got a girlfriend. Oh my god. And
this girl Amber, no. I can't.
Wait, before
I know,
we we'll get to Amber, no, we'll
as bad as Tierra is, yeah. And you know how I feel about you know the chocolate. As bad as she
wait,
is.
Do we know how to cook the chocolate?
Wait, Stephon, did you just say that on national?
He said national.
On camera, we are on TV.
That's international.
As bad as Tierra is.
Wait,
the
rewind
fact,
your commentary.
The fact, can I finish my statement? Can I finish my statement?
Roll it back. What?
As bad as Tierra is, first off.
How we don't know how you feel.
I mean, I'm trying to get the context of this statement.
We're trying to understand. I'm going to sit my TV. I just want to make the chat room.
I just want to keep it 100 with everybody.
They've known you for years and they want to understand how you feel about the chocolate.
As bad as Tierra is, for her to one to act as if she's liking Jay Nix. And two, the fact that she opened up to us with early in the season, like having a couple jobs. And now looks like this thirst trap that's like, I need Jay Nix to pay some of these bills. She's
dead to
me.
Yeah, what happened to the financial?
She was a shark.
Yeah,
she was a part of the sharks, right?
But we knew she wasn't a
she
shark.
She was a shark.
But now she really looks like a minnow.
Yeah,
but
I'm wait, a shark wait, being wait. Who she is.
Could you guys really imagine if SNL did a skit and replaced like Mr. Wonderful with Tierra. Next to Lori.
I'm sorry.
First
I don't
off,
know
SNL would acknowledge Tierra as a human.
They don't even know that this show
but like as a person.
Tierra? Like, what is that?
As a person.
They're like Marie?
Lauren Michaels.
That would be actually.
Someone
Lauren Michaels wouldn't take a call from Mona.
All right,
Mona.
So Scrappy and Dime so dramatic, just out here looking for a storyline.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Talking right. about... you know, it's so funny, Scrap, because, like, when I saw Bambi the other day, like, first of all, this is the thirstiest thing I could ever see come out of your mouth. Like, I don't want to call... You know what I mean? Like, I've really tried all within all my powers to not call you a thought, but in this, I don't think you actually have one to call you it. Mm. Because why would you bring this... First of all, if you want to fuck Scrappy, because I'm assuming that's what you want
to
do...
Don't you just have to lay on your back? Like, you ain't got to ask permission. You ain't got to put together no little shenanigans.
I tell you
to
what could get you...
Interested.
Not fuck
like,
is wearing a floral jumpsuit
right
to the motherfucking gym.
He liked it
first of
a
all,
lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need me an eggplant.
That's
first
anti-
of all, what you don't do like, before you're gonna get fucked.
He was like, you don't want no banana. She was like,
no, I need me an eggplant.
But I see it. I actually see this. I think
step
this is
again?
The couple. Fuck, he's getting married to
Bambi. I do though.
She reminds me of Mama D. Like. Can you just imagine when they're older, like, can I get that egg ring?
Ernest and Mama D.
I see.
Stop, y'all
Ernest and Mama D.
Scrap
and Dime.
Stop.
Let the Henny tell it.
Henny done spoke it.
Oh, honey.
So then, as if Jessica Dime couldn't embarrass herself anymore, she then gets on the floor to
do her push-ups.
But not only that,
the
but like
only workout she was
hey,
planning on doing.
Push-up. Not even. Did you see the size of her breasts?
I mean,
that's a lot to
and
ass.
She really did
she
a girl push-up, though.
Let her do a girl push-up, because that bitch might break her arms trying to do a
girl
push-up.
But girl, you shouldn't have been out here like,
no, let's make a deal, like
she,
a bet. Like,
she
just out here doing
date.
Push-ups.
Okay. She
that's
was crying.
She really wanted
like,
a date.
Like, we've come a long way from Flavor of Love, bitch. Like, you are,
we've come a long way from middle school.
You hip-hop trying to scrap
remember,
a date with Scrappy.
You had doing push-ups at middle
remember middle school you had girls do funny stuff?
Wait, what?
I don't know what middle school. Ain't nobody had me doing shit.
You
He made all the black girls have to do push-ups and ride skates.
The chocolate girls, you do.
Why y'all going there?
Black girls gotta do push-ups.
I wish someone told me I have to do a
Stephon is grumpy and needs a nap.
I don't even like doing push-ups myself. Let alone you gonna ask me to do a push-up.
Stephon's not grumpy.
Actually, we had the boys doing dumb shit. The girls weren't doing dumb stuff.
That's what I mean. I mean middle school type shit. When you had when you did funny stuff.
Boy, but you be just I mean, I'm gonna bring a shovel in next week.
No.
I can't with you. I love you.
I'm not grumpy, sorry.
All right, so then we get to the strip club. Young Jock, Scrappy Kirk. Hey, yo, bro, ain't that Jay Nick's girl checking for Jock? Girl, what
this
are you
girl
doing?
Girl was like
looking like Duck Hunt in the bitch. Like, remember the dog from Duck Hunt?
But she was still popping it though, you feel me? She was on the show, but she was like, I'm still at work. I'm still at work though.
In the corner, like.
But look. Then when she stood up and all the cakes just fell out to the side, she was just like,
muffin top like, everywhere. Muffin just spilling.
I'm not mad because that's how they like it. But, you know, girl.
No, that's not how we like it.
That's not how you like it.
You all, I just could not take that. I was like, this girl looks crazy.
God bless her. God bless that woman.
Honestly. And then she has her name tattooed on her arm. Hi, I'm Amber. It's like this. It's like, I'm Amber.
Because then she don't have to worry about that. What's her name, girl? What's her name? What's
you see it, nigga. You see it.
Do you have like
do you have a business? That's the tattoo with the heart, Amber.
Amber, I love myself.
Do you have a business card? No, just this.
It's just
remember
Amber.
Me?
Is that burnt into your mind? No. Share the fuck with
us. Hashtag
you know dudes
Amber.
That done ran through will still be like, man, what's that bitch name?
No, you will never. Amber. I will never. And then the product placement of having Amber Rose's show commercial in the middle
of all my god.
That's what's stupid, y'all. Amber Rose about to bring it all the way.
Amber Rose about to be like, hey, y'all, Dr. Phil.
Honestly, I could not.
Sensei skills, twerking skills are impressive.
For all the Ambers out there.
You're getting an impressive out there.
Honey, I'll twerk. You guys, oh I just God. Could not with her. Every time she'd pop on the screen, I'd be like, whoa.
She really looked dead ass. Honestly, like, please YouTube a video
oh
of
my
it.
God.
If you guys might be too young, but Duck Hunt, oh my gosh. Oh. Every oh my time God. He would the shoot the duck,
yes.
This dog
yes.
would just be like... Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh,
I swear
you
to
guys.
God.
Jess, you brought the 80s up just bitch. Now. You gotta keep going.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so then.
Amber Pretty, spelled like Diddy. Go ahead.
Hey. So oh while gosh. Scrappy's trying to talk serious
oh my God.
Conversation.
Can we talk about how
lap dance
Scrap
I've ever seen?
Was seriously in his feelings in the strip
no,
club.
But
you
like,
know
this
he
is what
love.
They do
no,
in Atlanta.
That's
legit.
What
no, wait,
do.
Pause.
I mean, you hang out in the
you
strip
know
club.
He really yes, in love. He was not paying attention. No, but he really was in his feelings. He's like, you know, a stripper could have been flapping her ass in his face and he still would be talking about the bam
because he's in
he
love
was like yo
with
well you know bam you
and
know she was on a Disney date I don't even
bam.
Know what a, how do you say date with a Disney
Diz-ate.
She went on a Diz-ate and
with Jesus
but I can't do nothing about it you know if she'd have moved on she'd have moved on you know what I'm ziz I-Z's fuck are you talking about Scrap.
Oh man like right. Scrap
poor
we,
guys.
We understand you're going through something right now but Amber over here
I love that Kirk made sure that he didn't utter a word in any of the scenes.
No. In Kirk's mind, Kirk anything. Was just like, all right, this bitch over here to my right, she keep twerking.
Like,
I can
I'm not
see that
look.
Out my
I'm
crooked
just
eye. But the thing is if Rashida catches me...
I can't turn my head.
I know. When they say action. When they say action.
And Scrap is just so mad at me because I didn't go to court, so I need to be fully focused here.
I'm fully focused.
But the thing is Amber, because you notice he was the one that was like, he ain't even paying attention, you bitch, because you trying to look over here like, oh, man, you see, what is Jock over here looking at? Oh, look at Jock over here looking at.
Jock, why you looking at all that booty? You know,
then Amber gonna but why Amber gonna bring the damn lost and found over?
Oh,
she got this big.
She got hey. I got to get my checks, bitch.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Hold on.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm checked out.
Listen.
A FedEx box. That's situation.
Y'all don't understand. Strip club.
Tonight.
I bust my money down on these bitches.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all don't understand. Strip club etiquette is
what? You pick up your own dollars. You pick up your own dollars. You have a nice bag, bitch. You do
I would at least have a cute Gucci bag. Just throw it in the bag. No, not the box.
Okay, bitch is gonna steal your bag.
Let me tell you,
you either do the garbage bag. You do the garbage bag if you at KOD. If you in Miami, you do garbage bags.
Motherfucker, right out here, Cubana Lust. That bitch walked out for fucking 14 seconds. Walked to the end of a strip thing. Did a split. I've never seen that much money in my entire life. And I was an accountant. That bitch scooped all that shit up in some four bag.
She threw it in there.
She just opened her leg and sucked it all in.
Listen,
well, I
it says
the wrong
a lot
profession.
About a girl to be able to have a box full of money. I'm telling y'all. We looking at it the wrong way. She's got more. It's like she has more esteem in the club. She's higher than the rest of those chicks.
There ain't nothing sexy.
Decorate your box. Can I get some fucking sparkles? Can I get a bullet around this bitch? Can we not have the Costco box that I ain't got? No.
Like,
I
bitch, you look like you shifted from Paris to Africa.
You tattooed your name on your box. God. We could have wrote
picked it up.
We could have had some glitter.
I agree.
Some sequins.
I'm trying to help.
Like, this bitch went to fucking Costco and was like, can I get one of these?
I ain't leaving my box.
Hey, you know how when you be about to move, you be like, y'all don't need these boxes?
Bitch, did you take my
box? I'm sorry.
Y'all sure y'all don't need these boxes right here?
Oh my gosh.
I gotta work tonight.
Oh my.
So Amber, as if that was an embarrassing enough, comes over to the guys and then said, wait, ain't you in a relationship? She said, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, Jay Nix's girls, but we having some problems, so what's good? You wanna dance?
Here you go.
Wait, the nipple rubbing though? I was just like.
That was not a great laugh.
She ain't fat.
Was not a grab.
just a little thick.
Yeah, no, she's spilling over.
It's just because
it's like when you pour the soda in
and
it bubbles too high.
She just looked like a pinto.
It's the soda bubbling over.
No, I would not.
You are.
I think it was just a bad outfit.
Maybe.
Oh my.
I felt like I was watching. Bitch, I felt like I was watching Britney open the BBMAs last night, like with that fucking outfit on. You know I love Britney.
Yeah, but did you love her robotic choreography?
You can't talk about
Britney. She's still gonna be Britney Spears after she fucking dances the robot on stage.
I get that. I get that.
Thank you. Hi. She's sitting with her coin. She went on stage and said, "Hi, I don't even have to sing Rihanna. You're embarrassing. Stop." all right. So what else did we get? All right, so Scrap has to go to court. He hugged his attorney, which I was like, is this a Tyler Perry movie? And like,
what's are you going to have
He was really sad.
I know.
Oh my god. I mean, hello.
You ain't never hugged your attorney. I don't care how sad you get. You ain't never hugged your lawyer.
I've hugged my lawyer.
Oh. What did he get you off?
I mean, I would hug my lawyer if I was happy.
Oh, you saying thank you.
Thank you.
No, you will hug your lawyer. Hello.
I mean,
hello.
Hello. I don't know.
No.
You ain't never hugged no lawyer.
This bitch don't even hug motherfucking me.
She'll hug me.
I'm not a hugger, so not a hello. But like a thank you.
Yeah, because if he did
a like
job
if he won
or
a lot of money,
job,
like
yeah.
Well, yeah,
she took on his case. Like he switched lawyers, so like maybe he's like thankful. Girl.
But he hugged her prematurely because she was like,
maybe
"You still got to do 5 years."
Maybe
just
the girl he hiding.
No.
No, that's Carly. Yeah.
If this turns into another Young Jock, Carly, and whatever the other bit, Khadijah.
Too.
KD. All right, so marijuana trafficking, yada yada, 5 to 30 years. He only
that's
got five.
Harsh.
The prosecutor won't reduce the charges, and he said, "My family gonna fall apart." I wish he thought about that before. But
honey,
I mean, I get
your family already fell apart. Your mama is crazy as hell. Your baby mama wanna kill your mama. Your mama wanna kill your baby mama. You got another crazy bitch that live with you that wanna kill you, your baby mama, and your mama.
And then there's a mystery bitch that we don't know.
And you just F Carly, who we fucking know is crazy as shit.
So I don't think trafficking marijuana is your biggest.
Making your family. In fact, you going to jail is probably the best thing that ever happened to everybody in that situation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they are going off about people's
Amen,
emojis on
girl.
I said Jake Nick's emoji is the little pig face.
Oh,
they go
y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop.
No, I know what the Jay Nix one is, but I'm not going to. I wish I could post it in there. I should have. I'm going to bring my computer so I can type with you guys. Yeah. All right, Scrap, Tommy, and KK. We got this whole situation with Sass and Stevie J. Scrap basically just wants KK to talk to Tierra, then Tommy started like.
I was shocked that he said, you know, I brought my whole family together to give this sad news, and in his family, it's Tommy. Tommy gets the call. That's his girl. You know what I'm saying?
That's a girl.
A girl, because rumor has it is that Tommy and Sass are actually the ones that are dating, and
Stop.
They're making it look like Tommy and Scrap are for. Story purposes.
Drama.
Which that's weird and just awkward in so many levels.
Yeah. And that's
your brother. Just really weird.
So I don't know, but I've heard that multiple times from people who'd be knowing too much tea that
I mean, they clearly passed her along. They were just like, now go with Stevie J,
yeah,
okay?
They probably just, you know, shared.
they were like, now go with Stevie J.
Tommy, Tommy talking about like, yeah, you know, whatever, what's good with Stevie.
I want you to represent me. And she's like,
and like Jocelyn's she like gave herself like a pant thong.
That's what I was like. She didn't take her pants off. It was just like, this is my ass and
like,
I have
girl,
one.
You got a wedgie.
I can't wait. Jocelyn gonna come in there and fucking.
Oh my god, that too. Oh wait, no, we're Jocelyn's not even in production like, right now. Oh my gosh, wait. Oh, yeah,
so
we'll get
Scrap
there.
KK Tierra, we got the kumbaya. She said, it gets into this whole thing. Why would you fight your baby daddy mom? She said, girl, because I know what you're capable of. She said, I'm glad you know. You are too old. You know what I mean? Like, and I really don't mean this in a disrespectful way, man, but like, you are too old to be talking like this. Like, you're too old to not be receiving messages from the Lord and understanding.
Yeah, you're just too old to be so mad all the time.
Thank you. Like,
bring up punk ass across
the table.
I'ma come to your house. I'ma come to your house. Like,
you want her to be?
Listen, I didn't even watch that segment because she had her dog on the table. You know what I'm saying? I know people that love their animals. On the table, though, while we're trying to have a conversation right. about my son's fate and my grandson's life. And
that's what you're worried about, Stefan?
Yes,
about
that checked me out of that hole. I was like, I'm not watching this.
It's not like they were eating.
So what?
I mean, I'm just saying.
She got a 3-pound dog. That's why she, you know.
I mean, my dog is always here.
But he's in your lap.
No, but
you
if
ever
she
put
tries
dog,
to
you
get,
set your dog on the
hell
table?
Hell no. If she ever tries to climb on the table, I... No.
Exactly. I'm
no,
like, I can't watch this.
Mm.
Get your dog off the table so we can take you serious. Grown up.
I will drag your punk ass across the table. Like, I just couldn't with that.
I will
wholesome.
Drag you, bitch. Come on, bitch.
Didn't she sound older and older
they
the more she talks shit?
She sounds like Macy Gray.
I felt like she was going to rip her mask off and it was going to be Candy's mom. Like,
I'm
very old. K Michelle.
About dragging somebody.
K Michelle.
And Jocelyn. We got a sexy butler who is rubbing Jocelyn's
yes,
shoulder.
Oh, he was everything.
We need to keep him
was
on
everything.
A weekly show. And he was rubbing it, and you thought the hands, were, like, the hands were right. The nails weren't all weird. It was nice.
I was like, K Michelle really just got all her gay friends. Just she's like, you want to roll? You want to roll on the
yeah.
show, honey?
Come I got you. I got
pretend
you.
You my maid.
Well, he was
you know,
good to
you know she
at.
Would do that too. Because
no,
later she's gonna be like, I put all of Atlanta on. I put everybody
okay.
on. You know what I'm saying? I put you on. You know
you
I put you
put
on.
Put butler on anytime. Girl.
The butler ain't trying to get with you.
I know. He looking at him. He can rub my back.
He looking at the makeup artist, formerly known as.
The makeup artist.
As China. I invite. All right, so she said.
Tokyo.
Name is
Tokyo. All right, so K Michelle. So she says that she's going to do this listening party. I invited fans and seat fillers like Bambi.
I love it.
Invited D. Smith. Jocelyn said, oh, she's talented. And then we find out from the makeup artist, he was like, oh, well, you know what? I don't fuck with D. Smith like that because I'm an artist and D. Smith produced a song for me. And then all of a sudden I heard and this epic artist had my single. That's kind of how the game works.
Yeah, I was
I mean,
still trying to point
but
that
I mean,
story.
She's like
Rewind
really
to
like,
Love and
she's not
Hollywood
on the list either.
Season one.
I know, but like she's not really relevant either. So I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, but you're not even relevant. And you're gonna take
yeah,
it my
didn't
phone.
Fall into
like,
the hands of like somebody that's doing some shit.
I mean, but the thing is, like, did you pay coin for it? Did you like?
Right. I mean, it could go either way. But I don't like how D. Smith and her homegirl, like, they come off to people.
See,
like,
I don't mind D. Smith. It's her homegirl that like just.
Betty.
No, they're both of them. As soon
she's
as they walk in, they're just stank. As
yeah.
soon as they walk in, okay. But anyway, like, I'm like. Oh my gosh, y'all need to have several
and this was
seats
your job.
All the way.
Well, we ain't talking about that yet.
Y'all need to have several seats all the way back because literally, like, you're nobody. So, like, literally, you can be fucking nice. Like, I can't. Like, they can at least be nice.
She has a single with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
from what, a long time ago?
But where did it chart?
That's not the point. It was on the radio.
Where did it chart?
Like, what is the point of being so hostile?
Girl, the motherfucking horoscope chart in the future, bitch. Bye. Kay Michelle's listening party. Arian tells Kay.
In the future. What do you say?
Arian tells Kay Michelle that Dime ripped up everybody's invites and Carly's going to be a no-show because she's scared of Jocelyn. She said, well, I mean, you know what? Your dress is Rashida? Well, that's nice because don't wash it.
She was shaving the hell.
I think we're sliding over a little bit of messiness, right? Real quick.
A little bit. This whole thing was fucking
everything about this.
But look, there's a messy bump. There's a messy bump that we just pass it. Who was it? Arian said, oh, I heard Dime ripped up everybody's invites.
Right.
Where does she hear that?
Yeah. You know she what was saying? There. Right because there. You was there.
Arian's
so,
messy as
she's
hell.
So sloppy.
As I turned my face but to the right, I heard the rip.
Sloppy.
And let me get up and what's going on, into though. It with if them so messy, I'm not in the mess.
And then let me bring the Bambi.
She tried to play that classy role.
She's not trying. She's very classy. She knows how to bring the trash. And still keep it classy,
because
she ain't been in a fight. She just watched the bitches fight.
I mean,
what's
that's
true. I heard Dime really ripped the ball. I'm like, you heard?
She's the go-between.
You heard?
She ain't a real cast member. She ain't got insurance on the show.
She ain't got no insurance. Maybe go make sure that
she's trying to get a check.
Honey, she's been trying for too many seasons. It's over. It ain't happening. It's like
you will never be a main.
It's Fetch. You can't say that.
Mimi makes sure that she gets a reoccurring role. That's all she needs.
Never makes Fetch happen.
Mimi's always going to keep her
girlfriend close. Like every time, like, hey, I'm going to bring my friend this time. It's not Arian, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You stupid.
All right, K. Michelle brings up the makeup artist. D. Smith basically says,
I don't fuck with him.
I'm not playing games. He's not a real artist. And Betty said, wait.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, she was real like, this is supposed to be a job interview technically, sure. Because you technically thinking about working for K. Michelle. And K. Michelle just asked the question. Yes,
that's what
she
I'm
was
saying.
Coming from a place where she was waiting to get the
She's
juice.
Hostile.
But she right. wasn't mean about it. And that bitch came out with
that's
this.
What
like,
I'm saying.
He's garbage. He ain't never gonna speak to him. And
right. Hell to the motherfucking no. Like, you, a bitch.
I said my makeup artist.
And she specifically said, is there something where you guys can sit down and talk about it? Because y'all would be working together. And the girl
no.
was like, nah.
And
like,
she can't hide behind, because last time she hid behind, well, I didn't ask for this job.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't coming to you to try and get a job. This time she was like, yo, well, you know, I wanted to ask you if I could work with you. She was mad humble to K. Michelle. And then went, I don't know where she went.
Who
ape shit.
That?
Turned faces.
Even if
yeah,
you
they were way too
doors,
turned
like,
up.
Like,
Mitch, then Betty.
Two-face.
They were ready to just go ham.
Betty Crocker face talking about, well, Kay Michelle was like, girl, like, this is something about you. You should audition for Broadway.
Because she's so, she is too much. Like, turn your,
that's light
turn
shade,
your,
the
volume
shade,
on your
bitch,
life
is that shade.
It was shade.
It was here to the sunglasses, bitch. See at PacSun.
That wasn't really a good shade.
No, yes, it was.
Yeah, like,
that,
you're,
wow.
She's so loud.
Hey, you're fucking cheesy as fuck.
But the problem is,
with your fucking
being,
pussycat doll hat. But fuck you, Betty. It's not Pryor real name.
You need...
Like, oh my god, I totally get it now. Thank you for
she
that.
She was like, you know where you need to be. She was really shading
her. She was
that
shading
bitch.
Her.
But like in a,
but that would be a come up for Betty Idol, so it wasn't totally shade. Cause
yeah,
that
like
bitch
Betty
could get on Broadway. Like, that'd be the best.
No, but here's what I can't
do. You think
stand.
It just accidentally slid out? Like, you should be on Broadway.
No. She was shading her.
She was shading
Betty
her.
Betty could have come up off that comment
and
by saying,
like,
oh, I know, girl, because I go hard. Anything.
Yeah,
no, see, but that's how Betty should have approached it.
That's how
they all took it as shade at first, and this is what I can't stand. Like, you gotta be quicker with your shade, girl.
Right.
Like, whoa. In that moment, you should have been like, yes, bitch, hi, like, you will see
me,
42nd Street, like, and where are you?
She's ready.
And where are you? Yeah. But instead, you wanna get mad about it, then fucking in your one-on-one to the camera, talk about, yes, I'll be on Broadway. Like, fuck you, girl.
No,
bye.
You won't.
Right.
You
right.
You're
right.
Off Broadway. And we all know.
Right.
We all know.
Fucking
Canal
Street.
You can't try out for the Pussycat Dolls in Vegas.
Canal Street. They won't want her either. She can do the Canal Street Theater down New York, Santee Alley.
She ain't even remotely cute.
I mean, I'm just saying, she has the look.
That's the term
she's
I use when a bitch ain't
seen
shit.
She's just
bad,
like,
bad.
She
stop.
Could be on Broadway.
Stop. Speaking of remotely cute, Bambi showed up. She said, I feel...
Wait a minute.
She showed up with that damn snack with the raccoon on her head.
Yo, it was her like, wig her piece wig was off, shitty.
Off. It was like gray and huge, right, just at the front. But
and
then
it
the
started
back.
In the middle.
But
the, like,
yeah,
because
the back was another piece. She had a completely separate piece on the front.
Ladies, I'm learning about these wigs. I'm telling you, I'm spotting y'all bad wigs out there.
She
don't fuck with your boy.
Waterfalls of locks. Yeah. Bullshit. Just.
And she walked right in the 1-2 punch.
Yo, the
why
shade.
Why am I sitting here?
This is
why am I here?
You know,
why
because
am I
she's used to standing on all
first
fours.
First off.
That was great.
Before she could even get punched in the mouth, the fact that K. Michelle said, you know, I invited seat fillers like Bambi. And she's like, why am I sitting there? Bitch, you a seat filler to the person whose party this is.
L.A. casting, bitch.
Wow.
You ain't shit to the people that you try to be cool with.
Yeah.
And then you get knocked out by
or you could at least
Grace Jones and her homegirl.
You.
Your general admission, thanks.
You had to wait online.
You're non-union? Oh, that'll be 60 for eight.
Oh,
thanks.
Bitch, but then Bambi came back with an uppercut with the Juwana man.
That was a good one,
we
but then...
fell up, but then D...
She got the TKO.
D, bitch, girl. Had it all. She said, girl, why are you mad? I respect you. We're making history. The only two trans men we should stick together. When I tell you, at AfterBuzz, we have to watch our shows next to other people. Child, we done got everyone
all four
upset.
Of these chairs just went fly.
Oh, we turned.
Just went fly.
We lost it.
D. Smith, that was the
lost
read
that
of
was
the episode.
That was the read of the episode. And she couldn't come back from that at
you
all.
Couldn't.
No,
you
there
couldn't
is no fight. Comeback. You got a fighter. You got a fighter, dude.
Yeah.
At that point,
you got a fighter, dude.
Pick up a bottle, bitch.
And you know, I don't condone fighting, but bitch, in that case.
Right.
Betty Crocker talking about,
hit
your voice is annoying. Like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Your voice is more annoying.
You are the kettle calling everything.
Black. Okay. Wait, is Betty trans too? Do we
might as well be?
No.
Huh?
No, she's
I
the fucking.
So.
Right.
Really?
She's a girl. She's the mess with what's her name, right?
Used to mess with my and thou. and when I hit the hoe, and when I hit the hoe,
I'm gonna
right.
forget the hoe.
Forget
and I might hit
the
out.
All right, on that note, let's head into predictions.
Let's do it,
been
guys.
Been shaking the three at me.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
While we do that, I just want to say, I love how the attitude Jocelyn's taken in these last couple
the
episodes.
You okay?
She's super, like, on the throne, sitting above these bitches, like,
tea.
Looking down, like...
Looking like, bitch, better have my money, Rihanna.
Right.
Pour it up.
Yep.
All right, so next week we get Scrappin' Carly.
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear it. Scrappin' Carly. More of that. Carly versus Tommy.
Together.
Three
Carly
days hotel. He never claimed you anyways, bitch.
I just can't.
That's
like,
harsh.
That's just so crazy. Like, that's the ultimate betrayal.
Especially, like, you were at the meeting
like,
with the family where he's going
to
prison.
Jail, and
he's going
to go to a weekend with another...
He
just
and he's gonna make time. He's gonna make time for. He only has a month here, and he's gonna make
time for
a 3-day
for a
trip
weekend away.
With Carly.
Listen,
that ain't even
I don't
want to
do this right now.
I know what you're gonna
I
say because he's going away for 5 years.
He's going
he needs
away
to get
for
his
5 years.
Pussy.
Yo, let him get his
disgusting.
Ass.
Disgusting.
I don't want to do this, but I know y'all gonna come at me. But I'm just saying.
And you know
he's
what?
Going away for 5 years. I'm going through Carly, Tommy. I'm gonna call Tierra up.
And I will, you know, I will.
5 years
of prison. You know what? Do that, and you will be all by
yourself. I ain't putting no money on your book.
But
I ain't calling you. I ain't texting you. Don't call my house talking about this is inmate, blah, 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 because I'm gonna hang the fucking phone up and
right.
I'm not taking your collect fucking
call. Somebody's gonna
yourself.
Take Scrap's call.
Yeah, Carly.
Carly,
okay then.
Actually, probably not.
So listen.
Well, you know what,
maybe. Probably, I just wanted the nut.
Lay the pipe to like 5 or 6, and you're going to get like 2 or 3 out of there, and that's going to take your call.
That's why he did this show. He did the show so bitches would see him.
They're going to be like, oh, he's going to jail.
I got
oh
you.
Oh, my
scared.
God. You
I
know
you
know, some girl out there going to be like,
there, he's
going to
be in hella letters.
Yeah, he's going to be like, girl.
He's going
to.
They like,
Scrap,
this mail is for you.
They're going to be sending
believe.
Him pictures.
Yeah,
wrote me a letter back.
You know.
Bitch,
he ain't got to write a letter. He can hit you on Facebook.
Yo, but low-key, how is his press going to look in 5 years?
He's going to look fantastic.
Yo, it's going to be...
It's going to be amazing.
Bye.
I can't wait.
His edge is about to grow out. Yo, his press is going to be toe up.
They can press it out in jail.
He'll look like Lion Babe.
They're going to be pressing it.
He going to just keep it cornrowed up.
First off, if I'm in jail, I don't want to press mine out because I don't need dudes seeing me from the back thinking, I could fuck that nigga right
there. It's Manifest.
You look
Scrap look like a Shay Shay.
You know what I'm saying? Bam, bam, bam.
Who's sass now?
Anyways, we get Tommy and Stevie J. Want to work together or fuck? Oh.
Stevie J looking like somebody put a hamburger right in his face.
And then Stevie J got another girl pregnant and has a baby.
Making Jocelyne cry.
And bleach the clothes.
If you bleach the clothes because you found out about the baby, I ain't mad at you. See? I can't be mad.
I mean, that's just fucked up.
And then you're going to go to Mimi to cry about it?
She didn't go to Mimi. Maybe Mimi was like, let's hang out.
What's
going on?
I don't know if Stevie was sleeping on my couch. Yeah. I couldn't help but overhear.
And I heard him making noises and shit. And I didn't know what
it was. He got a bed.
Stevie was sleeping in my couch. When he woke up in my bed.
That eggplant. I'm sorry.
Banana.
The beefcake.
It was on my face, and then I.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also please help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars, 4 stars if you didn't love
10
us.
10 stars.
The rest are broken. Bitch, they don't have that. Don't confuse them. Anyways, you guys can keep in contact with me all week long at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Since they don't play.
I am Stefan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E.
We know, bitch. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.